I was very pleased to join my Great Lakes colleagues and actually lead the delegation of the Michigan folks to stress again to work with the administration and both parties to stop this Asian carp from even getting into the Great Lakes. You know, the Asian carp they found last week was a 20-pounder. It was still in the Chicago area waterways, had not entered the Great Lakes, but boy, it was on beyond the barriers that we had hoped would not allow the Asian carp past the electrical barriers on the Chicago waterway system. We have poisoned the system, we put electrical barriers in, and somehow this carp is getting out. So what we're saying in our letter and our proposed legislation is, look, as soon as this legislation is signed, within 30 days, give us a permanent ban. How are you going to do it? If it means shutting down the waterways, and we got to shut down these waterways. I mean, this is just getting to the point where we cannot trust the electrical barrier system and the poison system to take care of this carp. What is our permanent solution here? I know there's a short-term strategy. They're supposed to finish this spillway, which we think the carp might have got by the weir system on because of this spillway. That should be done by October. Let's speed it up. Let's get it done. No more delays. We have to come up with a permanent solution to this Asian carp to keep them out of the Great Lakes. If the Asian carp gets in the Great Lakes, it'll be devastating for our economy, our fisheries. So I'm pleased to help and put my name on legislation, letters, proposals to urge the Army Corps to come up with a permanent solution as soon as possible to resolve this issue once and for all.